I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hello, guys. How are you? My dad wrote a porno. Well, it's not quite time yet. My dad wrote a porno is about to be back.
Sure.
On Monday, the 27th of August, Alice.
Really not very long to wait.
Really not at all.
I'm busy, so I won't be able to make it.
You wish. You've been waiting for this all year, James Cooper.
It's the bank holiday. I've got things to do.
How is it not in your porn calendar?
Oh, it's definitely in that. Look at his face.
And oh my God, the mother of cliffhangers, the special one.
People are talking about it months and months and months. Months later.
I know.
Who is the special one? Why is the special one? How is the special one?
We know where the special one is, in East Berlin, apparently.
Of course, of course.
That's where we left her.
Yeah, exactly. And my dad has released the blurb of Belinda Blinked 4.
No! I know. Oh, God, it's going to be batshit.
Well, he's also released the full title as well, because if you remember correctly, my dad isn't a fan of just Belinda Blink 1, 2 and 3 and 4.
No.
It also has to have a subtitle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. How the most successful woman in business took a top off or whatever.
Is the subtitle longer than the blurb?
I'd say it's neck and neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on then. So Belinda Blink 4.
Yeah. So the title is Belinda Blinked 4, :.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think that might be a genuine typo. An erotic story of sexual prowess. Sexy characters.
Sexy characters.
And even bigger business deals.
Even bigger than the other three.
Whilst the darkness increases.
What does that mean?
:. Keep following the sexiest sales
over.
Oh, God, double semicolon.
Is this the book?
New line. Keep following the sexiest sales girl in business as she continues to earn her big, huge bonus.
Big, huge bonus.
By being the best at removing her tight silken stockings.
Further into the darkness.
What does that mean? As in, like, it's after the summer solstice, so the nights are getting darker.
Yeah, clocks have gone back.
It's autumn, basically. That's all it means. It's set in the autumn.
I love that he thinks as well. He's like, you do three books for the fourth, you have to start going darker. He's taken a leaf out of like the Batman series and things like that.
And
he's
50 Shades, right? That's darker as it goes on, is it?
Well, one's called 50 Shades Darker.
Oh,
well,
there you go.
So is this his Dark Knight?
Oh, do you think it's going to go really, really noir?
Steels is going to be plunged into chaos.
It's going to be a den of iniquity like Gotham City. Yeah. I mean, it is a den of iniquity like Gotham City.
Belinda is a femme fatale. She will stop at nothing to sell the last spatula.
Oh, okay, right. You have to read the blurb. Go on.
Yeah, okay. From Rocky Flintstone.
Ooh.
The self-published author. Very much self-published there, yes. Well done.
He's legally obliged to say that. All of publishing got together to demand that he put self in front of it.
Seriously, still self-published after four books.
Well, he is also a published author, but just not for this book.
Oh, sure.
But he found fame that way. He's going to stay true to his roots. From Rocky Flintstone, the self-published author who put the rot in erotica. Well, that's true.
That's true.
I think that's actually a quote from like The Guardian or something.
Meaning it's rotten to the core, like it's stagnant and it's kind of moulding.
Yeah, most authors would take offence to that.
He's reclaimed it.
Very much a badge of honour for my dad. The fourth book of the Belinda Blinked series leaves the faithful reader...
Well, that's fair. Reader, there probably is one left.
Faithful, though. It's probably dip in and out at best.
Leaves the faithful reader again gasping for oxygen.
Because they're laughing, not because they're aroused or in any way intrigued or
excited. Or, no. Yeah.
It's also because of the length of the sentences. You do genuinely gasp for breath to finish a sentence.
The fourth book of the Belinda Blink series leaves the faithful reader again gasping for oxygen as treason threatens the very fabric of our world.
Treason!
Yeah, it's very, very serious, that, isn't
that's
it?
That's severe, yeah.
Does he mean treason?
I don't think so. Unless this is all set in, like, the White House.
Treason? But that's like medieval monarchies, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Belinda Blink 3 ended in high suspense as supervillain Herr Wolfgang Bisch exposed his plans to dominate the world of pots and pans.
A supervillain. Yes.
I know.
I never thought of him as a supervillain. He's got whooping cough, hasn't he?
Yeah, maybe that's his superpower.
Yeah, maybe.
Not a well man. Also got his first name, Wolfgang.
I was going to say, did we know Wolfgang was his first name? No, I don't think we did. Well, there you go. He's revealing key details that you could have saved for the book.
Is this a really stupid thing to say? His first name's not Hare.
That's like
is that Mister.
Yeah.
No, the first name was Hare.
I thought it was a German name.
Spell it, please.
H-E-R-R, right?
Yeah.
I just thought loads of people were called that
no,
in Germany.
No, you didn't.
Is that Monsieur?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I know. That's cool. It's a funny joke.
He's also, and you know, this happens with Dad.
Yeah.
There is a bit of irregularity with the way he's spelling Bish.
Jamie, don't nitpick.
Sometimes...
It's bitch.
Sometimes it's just simple B-I-S-H. Sometimes there's a C thrown in there.
I imagined it with a C. Yes.
I did also.
B-I-S-C-H.
And sometimes B-I-S-C-U-I-T. It's actually biscuit, which is strange.
B-I-S-C-H.
Singing B-I-S-C-H.
He is B. Bonkers, he is I.
Invincible.
He is S. Super villain, he is C.
Quite the cutie.
With a C.
Cutie.
He is H. Can't think of an H.
Hair.
Hair. There you go.
He is Hair.
His first name, Hair.
That was lovely, guys.
Also, I must stress that I don't think quite starts with a C. I was getting to cutie.
Oh, okay, right.
Quite the cutie. Like that.
Okay. Oh, just emphasise that cutie. Yeah. That's great. So, as supervillain Herr Wolfgang Bisch exposed his plans to dominate the world of pots and pans, taking Belinda's company down in the process.
That is the process, isn't it? That's the plan.
And also not Belinda's company, she just works there.
But Belinda has set a blistering pace and her customers are unrelenting.
I would say they're occasional shoppers rather than unrelenting.
Yeah.
They're uninterested.
They need Belinda to be on top of her game.
Who's they?
The customers.
Right. Who are these customers that are so obsessed with the person that is the sales director of their favourite pots and pans company?
It's like, you know, Jim Sterling, Peter Rouse.
Oh, not your basic customers in your shops.
Oh, well, no. Possibly them as well. Maybe
they're not
just
customers,
all of the,
are they? They're clients,
all
really,
all of
aren't
the
they?
Lady voices. Maybe that's who he's referencing well, there.
Belinda's not a checkout girl. She's not, like, in the shop selling the individual pots and pans.
But I wouldn't say that Jim's a customer.
Well, I guess he sort of is.
He's a client.
Don't get pedantic with me, Alice Levine.
I can't believe we're getting involved in this again.
But Belinda has set a blistering pace and her customers are unrelenting. They need Belinda to be on top of her game as they continue to order more and more of the products they so love from their favourite international sales director.
Nobody cares about pots and pans, really.
Wouldn't you think if they were unrelenting, they'd have sold more? They've not sold very many.
They really haven't, have they?
She sold 7 pots.
They're at a deficit, if anything. After all, a pot is a pot, and a pan is a pan.
Is that Descartes that said that?
That is word count filler, if ever I've heard it.
So why not buy them from the best?
Why not, Jamie?
Yes, great sex, betrayal, large breasts and hotel room chatter.
Oh, you know the classic combo.
Can we also just talk about Jamie's hands as he's reading this? He's really like, you were literally holding breasts then.
I'm
as
doing
you were
my
reading.
Full kind of Ian McKellen,
dramatic
Shakespearean
reading.
Yeah. Richard Burton, you know.
Carry on.
Yes, great sex, betrayal, large breasts and hotel room chatter. Never mind the odd bottle of Australian Chardonnay.
Of course.
A gin and tonic, and even better consensual sex.
I would hope and presume.
Even better.
All come together to give you, faithful reader.
Oh, the register is very unusual.
A sexually charged atmospheric ride through Belinda Blinked 4. You've been warned.
Bloody hell. That should be... No, that's the final thing we say to everybody.
Always end on a threat.
Honestly.
I'm no clear. All I think we're getting is some, like, gossip in a hotel room. That's about as much as I took from that.
And a massive pair of knockers. Yeah.
That's nothing new. So it's just more of the same.
Classic Belinda Blinked. Brilliant. So join us on Monday, the 27th of August, because Porno Day is returning.
Woohoo!
And to get you in the mood, we have written a full-blown theme song for Belinda Blinked 4. It's called The Special One, because who is the special one? We need to know.
I love it so much. It's got, like, trumpets and strings.
And a full video. It's got
it's
a music video.
It's an actual pop video.
It is, yeah. You can check it out on all of our social platforms, so do give it a watch. But for now, here it is, for your ears only, The Special One.
What has he done? Is Rocky an author? The eyes of a spy are everywhere. Deliciously poisonous, dripping in leather. Who could it be? Do we care? Is it Giselle, Belinda, or Bella? Happy, creepy stains. No one is safe. The world's changed forever. Is this how it ends? Steal it all. One walk's not enough. Betray.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.